Hello and welcome. You are listening to The Spice of Life on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. We play post-rock, we have fun, and we're joined by two guests today. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Austin.
I'm Daniel. We're trying to get a show here, so we're checking it out.
Yeah, they are my my trainees, I guess. my sidekicks.
Oh, yeah.
Slaves would be another word. I think.
Yeah, you could.
Would
say that
fit the?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Cool. While we're busy sorting out exactly their job title, I want to get started with a song. This is by a Russian band called Sleep Dealer, and it's pretty much just pure shoegaze, which is cool. So the song is called "The Way Home" by Sleep Dealer.
Thank you.
And we're back. We're back. That was The Way Home by Sleep Dealer. What did you guys think of that song?
I liked it. I don't know. Did you...
Better than my past experiences with shoegaze, for sure.
Yeah, tell us about your previous shoegaze experience. Oh, man.
Well, I was at a concert earlier this year, Beach House, and...
You went to Beach House?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I didn't get as much out of it as I hoped. I was a little under the weather when I went, and one of the openers was a little shoegazy. I don't know, though. It's definitely not nearly as nice as that. Gave me quite a migraine. I had to leave Beach House early.
Yeah.
Real bummer.
Shoegaze Live is very, very loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the wall of sound. I actually went to... So for all the shoegaze that I've been playing on the radio and listening to for like 3 years, I've never actually seen shoegaze live except for the one time this past Saturday that I went to a shoegaze concert. Because the big shoegaze bands that I know never come to visit like Vancouver, Victoria area.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was in... have you guys ever heard of 333?
Mm-mm.
It's like It's like this punk venue in a converted auto garage on like East Hastings.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was really hard to find. Cause it's like not on, it's just, yeah, it took me a long time to find it, but it was crazy cause they didn't have a stage. So they just had like the bands on the ground and then the people on the ground, and it's like a punk venue. So there were some punk bands in there too. And, when the mosh pit started, people were like moshing into the band, like the band was like kicking them back so they could continue playing. It was really cool. It was a really cool show. I rather liked that a lot. Yeah. Anyway, it was pretty loud though, because it's like you can imagine the acoustics in like an auto garage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Are just very
echoey
and just loud. Yeah. This next song I want to play. This is by Alexis on Fire. Do you guys know Alexis on Fire?
No.
Okay, they're a Canadian band, post-hardcore, punky stuff. Came out in 2001-ish. I think their debut was 2001. And there's... I picked the one song of theirs that I could find that doesn't involve screaming. Because I like screaming, but I don't know how the radio would do with the screaming. So, so it's not going to have screaming in it. But they're cool. And you should check them out if you like what this sounds like and also screaming.
Yeah.
The thing about screaming, how do you guys feel about screaming?
Oh, man, you can use it well or you can use it poorly.
You gotta have a good level of scream.
Yeah.
A friend explained it to me, because I didn't used to like it, and he explained it that it's like the screaming is scratching an itch inside your brain.
Yeah, screaming feels really good when you're doing it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels good.
Yeah. So I can respect it, you know?
Okay. Anyway, no screaming in this song. So if you're not into that, my mom, don't worry. Yeah. Why are they screaming? Why are they so angry? Incoming text to complain from my mom very soon. Anyway, this is Alexis on Fire playing the song Vex.
Thank you. Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God. Ugh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Do you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, History, Chemistry, French, Math, Biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
Back, we are Spice of Life, CITR 101.9. That was Alexis on Fire playing Vex. There's one thing going on around the UBC campus now. I don't know. Have you guys heard of the UBC Coyote?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No. I've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
I've seen him a lot on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's all over Facebook.
Yeah. It's weird that, like, an animal has more likes than my radio show page on Facebook.
Yeah, that's not right.
It's okay, though. It's okay. So, anyway, for those of you who are not savvy to... I guess the most exciting thing that's happened at UBC in the past week and a half. There's a coyote that just kind of wanders around UBC doing its business. And you said you saw it, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was just kind of like chilling there. And like everyone was surrounding him taking pictures.
Yeah.
And he just looked so done. He just wanted to like go home.
Are we sure it's a he?
That's very true.
As a name. It's definitely a guy's name, I think.
I feel like it's like Cody or something. I don't know. That's a good coyote. Cody the Coyote.
That's a very insightful name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I realized that afterwards. I was like, I forgot to check to see whether it was a guy or not. Not that that really matters.
But, yeah.
No.
But everyone's just kind of assumed it's a he. It's kind of like, it's very majestic.
It is.
It's a very majestic animal. Along with the coyote, actually, there's been a large number of falling boulders in the area, as well as very realistic drawings of, like, doorways and also tunnels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All around campus. But the Roadrunner remains to be found. So, yeah. It sounded like I was going to say something meaningful.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering where you're going with this for a bit, and then I was like, oh.
I often wonder myself.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, last week I did a Christmas special, and in that special I was adamant that November 25th was Christmas, and I got a lot of texts from friends being like, no, it's not, and I'm like, you guys don't, I'm kidding, and they're like, why do that? And the answer is exactly. I do a lot of weird stuff just because it's fun. It's fun to do weird things.
Yeah, you know, it keeps it interesting.
People don't do weird stuff enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
would it be less weird then if people did weird stuff all the time, though?
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
But each individual act, like, it wouldn't be the same weirdness. Like,
yeah.
If everyone did the same weird thing, then it would just be a normal thing. But if everyone just did weird stuff all the time, the world would be so much more interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Like, if you just decided that you were going to talk with an Australian accent for, like, an hour.
That's pretty weird.
That'd be fun,
yeah.
And no one would expect it. One of my favorite things to do is to be, like, sitting with someone or in an interaction with someone and just make a weird face and hold it for like 5 or 10 seconds and then pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing to do, and it's easy. Try it at home. Let's move on to the next song. This next band has probably the most creative band name I've ever heard in my entire career as someone with ears that work. This band is called Tokyo Shoegazer because they're from Tokyo and they play shoegaze.
Oh, yeah, that's really creative.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
It's just like pretty generic.
Yeah.
Generic name. Generic band name would actually be a pretty good band name.
Or like rock band.
The band is actually.
Yeah. No, rock band, the band.
Oh.
Like.
Huh.
Instead of like rock band, the game.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. I'm just gonna... I think my favorite band name is the Dangling Modifiers.
Okay.
I think that would be a cool. It's like a grammar term.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. I also don't know what semicolons are for.
It's a little ambiguous.
Yeah.
Semicolons.
Yeah. There's those ones with the dot and then it's a like
the comma.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Anyway, let's play that song then. The song is called Tazoger Perspective and the band is Tokyo Shoegazer. And hopefully when I start this one, it won't be so loud like the last one was. So I'm watching for it now. Tokyo Shoegazer, how's your taste in shoegaze coming along? Are we starting to convince you?
It's improving, yeah.
It's improving.
Yeah.
I'll take it, I guess. Low bar, but I'll take it. I hope you guys out there listening are enjoying the picks that I chose today, or the chooses that I picked today. Today's like a bit more of a shoegaze playlist, I think. I don't know why I chose that. Because sometimes I have like math rock and prog and post and shoegaze, but today felt like a shoegaze kind of day.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of like it's exams are looming, the stresses that come with the Christmas season. You know,
shoegaze makes great study music.
It does. I actually really enjoy like loud, like post metal stuff.
Really.
For studying, because it's night, like it keeps me focused when a bunch of people are screaming at me. It's like, you're right, I need to be studying, I can't procrastinate.
Okay,
because it's like you don't want to like just hang out on Facebook if you're having people scream at you. You want to be like doing a thing.
Yeah,
it's hard to explain, but I've been doing that. That's why Alexis on Fire is good for that. They're good, they're cool. What else? The weather's kind of iffy today.
Yeah.
But,
This feels like nice weather since it's not raining.
It's not raining.
Like it still sucks, but we have such a low standard, I think.
It's yeah.
All right.
I had a thought the other day. When it rains around the UBC campus, it really rains. I guess that's Vancouver too, but it's really been raining. And I noticed recently that amid all the construction, they've actually been building several new water features around campus, featuring the enormous pond by the Hem building and like the huge puddle by the intersection in front of UBC. I think they're working really hard on those.
Oh yeah.
So it's good to know that our tuition fees are going somewhere.
Yeah, that's why the sub's being delayed.
Yeah. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about the sub being delayed.
Oh no.
I don't know. I'm just like the thought police are gonna come in.
Secret Service will
UBC
take you
Secret
out.
Service. I'm not afraid of you. Just kidding, I am. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of construction going on. It's making it hard for me to find my way around.
Yeah. It's like coming to the sub now is like, and going to the bus loop is so hard.
Well, and the thing is it changes every week. It's kind of it's like UBC is like running a social experiment on the students with a maze.
I was just going to say, I feel like a rat.
Yeah.
Every time I'm trying to go somewhere, like testing our problem solving skills or whatever.
Yeah. UBC, a place of being a rat in the ever-changing maze of campus.
Yeah, I really like it here.
Yeah, no, I mean, jokes aside, it is lovely. It is lovely. I just kind of like it. The campus is so beautiful. Why do we need so many surgeries? And like, why do we need the plastic surgery to fix it up? It's already lovely.
Yeah, every time they make something nice, they like start on something else.
Yeah.
It would just be, if it be for a minute.
It would, yeah. It would be nice to just, like, just kind of stop. Like, we built the fountain, and that's it for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, that'd be just nice.
2 years of peace, of nothing. But that's probably never going to happen, to be honest. But I don't know. Speaking of how bitter this has all been, I want to play a song by a band called No Joy.
Oh, yes.
To fit right like in there. Fun. Yeah, No Joy. The song is Ghost Blonde.
We'll be right back.
That was Ghost Blonde by No Joy. This is the Spice of Life. We play post-rock, and we, as in me, are also hard-hitting journalists. I don't know. Did you guys know that?
No.
I didn't know that.
I consider myself a hard-hitting journalist.
Yes. What do you mean by that?
Well, it means I like to ask the tough questions.
Okay.
Yes.
What I want to know is, what's your spirit animal? Ooh.
Man, my favorite animal or spirit animal? Are they the same thing?
Did I ask you what your favorite animal was, or did I ask you what your
spirit
animal
is? Are you one of those people that believe that your spirit animal is just your favorite animal? Or are you?
People believe that's crazy.
Yeah.
Those are different things.
Yeah, definitely different things.
So oh, no, man.
That's why the words are different. If spirit meant favorite, they would be one word. It would be spavorite. Or spirit? Spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's not. They're different.
Yeah. Okay. I'd probably say Gila Monster then.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a little, it's like a little lizard.
Yeah, you're definitely a goat.
I can see that. Yeah, a billy goat?
He's a goat, yeah.
Everyone tells me that, but I don't like
he's
it.
He's Mr. Tumbus, man.
I'm not a goat, guys. Shut up.
Everyone's always teasing me about my goat-like features. I'm trying to get away from that.
I saw you like stand on this rock the other day, and you just looked like exactly like a goat. On the cliffside.
Yeah. What's it gonna take you to baa on the radio?
Oh,
is it gonna take like a treat? Do I need to scratch your little beard?
Yeah, I actually like a nice back rub would be nice.
A nice
maybe.
Back rub.
Ooh. Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a pretty high price.
It is.
That's what it's gonna take.
Better be a really good baa.
Yeah. I think like a back rub would probably make me naturally baa.
That's a weird response. Maybe you are a goat.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, what's yours?
Starting to doubt myself.
I don't know.
Yeah.
People said I was like a pterodactyl, so.
You know what?
I'm gonna.
Having only met you 42 minutes ago,
yeah.
You seem kind of like an otter.
Oh, okay. That was actually one of the animals that were going through my head.
One of the runner-ups.
Yeah. I could see you like lying on your back, just like playing with a clam.
Yeah. Playing with a clam.
You know.
Yeah.
What is yours?
I'm a monkey.
Okay.
What kind of monkey?
I haven't. Definitely not a proboscis monkey. My nose isn't that big.
Are you like a tamarin or a
tamarin?
Like a tiny monkey now?
No one's ever questioned the fact that it was just a monkey.
Well,
you see, there's so many different types of monkeys.
There are a lot of different kinds of monkeys. Why don't I Google it and get back to you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let's play another song and then I'll come back with my full response. This song is called Into by a band called Elsa.
I'm not afraid to Whoa, there, hold your reindeer. It's not Christmas yet.
It is time for the Mint Records ridiculously early Xmas party, though. Drop by the Electric Owl on Saturday, November 29th for performances by Rennie Wilson, Duo Tang, Supermoon, Agface, Jay Arner, Energy Slime featuring Jay Arner, DJ Duncan McHugh spinning some Jay Arner, and a bunch of other bands that Jay Arner may or may not have anything to do with. Visit mintrex.com for more details.
Remember, it's this November 29th at the Electric Owl.
What are you doing, you layabout? It's only November. Get back to making toys. Get back to work.
G4E features vinyl mixes, exclusive local tunes, good vibes from around the world, a thought and a dream or two. House, techno, ambient, dancehall, hip-hop, African, psychedelic, noise, experimental, and eclectic music. Alternating Tuesdays, 12 to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
So that was after or before the ads, we heard Into by Elsa, and then after the ads, we heard Orcas by Cruz. Both, I recommend both those bands. They're both pretty cool. If you're looking for any of the track lists or any of the song names from this this show, you can like my page on Facebook. Everyone should like my page on Facebook. That's how I get personal validation.
Oh yeah.
It's Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM. Other than that, these shows are podcasted online on CITR.ca if you want to hear them again, or like 8 more times too, if you want. Other than that, we are running out of time, which is a shame.
It is.
Sadness.
I've enjoyed my time here.
It's been a real pleasure to have you guys on.
Oh yeah, it's been a pleasure to be on.
I look forward to your show. When is it? How's it coming along?
We are waiting to get approved.
That takes like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
What's do you guys have a name figured out? What are we gonna look for?
It's Wise Men Radio.
Wise Men Radio. Yeah. Okay. It's ironic, I get it.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah, no, I'm sure it'll be good. Are you guys gonna give advice? Is it an advice?
It's like
I think that'd be fun. Some Ask Nancy stuff. Yeah.
Ask the wise men.
Yeah, we're just here to preach our wisdom, you know, and play some cool music.
Okay. So look out for wisdom preaching and music playing.
Yeah, you know.
It should be good. I'm excited to hear it, actually. It's been really fun to hang out with you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Of course.
And it's nice to have other people here, because otherwise it's just me talking in a room. And
to yourself.
Just to my... I mean, there are people maybe out there listening, my mom probably, but mostly just to myself. I talk to myself like enough as it is without having like a full hour dedicated to it every Thursday.
Self-reflection hour.
Ooh, you guys do not want to hear that. You don't want to hear a full hour of self-reflection.
No.
So it's almost like I planned this perfectly, but the last song I have for you today is called Farewell. It's by Hualun, which is Hualun. And you should stay tuned up next for Astro Talk with Marco. It should be lovely, I hope. I don't know why it wouldn't be. It's going to be lovely. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
Having no knowledge of the future, it's going to be lovely because he puts on a good show. So stay tuned for that. And then in the meantime, thank you for joining us.
Indeed.
Thank you.
And farewell.
Adios.